This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Pakistan's government said it has reached its limit and cannot accept more Afghan refugees as the threat of violence looms in Afghanistan. Pakistani officials are demanding that the world make arrangements for the refugees inside Afghanistan amid fears that millions of Afghans may be forced to flee into neighboring countries if fighting between the Taliban and the Afghan government forces intensified or deteriorated into a civil war. In a makeshift tent camp on a rocky patch of land on the edge of the city of Mazar al-Sharif, one young girl known only as Sakina tells of heavy-handed measures by the Taliban. She says, "The Taliban first burned my school and then attacked on government forces, and we left the area. We walked for a long time, and finally a man showed us the way, and I came here with my mother and father." Men, women, and children are roasting in plastic tents under scorching summer heat. Lithuanian Prime Minister Ingrida Šimonytė told AP in an interview yesterday that the rate of successful applications among migrants who arrive in Lithuania across the Belarusian border will be very low, if not nearly non-existent. She said that the migration crisis might raise the activity of far-right parties in Lithuania.
Lithuania is not a country that would allow international trafficking of people to happen on its land. And we will do whatever we can to ensure that neither in our country nor in our partner countries in the European Union, people might appear breaching international standards and international agreements.
More than 1,500 people have crossed into Lithuania from Belarus. This is VOA News. At least 50 people were killed and dozens injured in a fire likely caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a coronavirus hospital in Iraq's southern city of Nasiriyah. As rescuers combed the smoke-charred building in search of more bodies, Prime Minister Mustafa El-Kadhimi held urgent meetings with senior ministers and ordered the suspension and arrest of health and civil defense managers. Already decimated by war and sanctions, Iraq's healthcare system has struggled to cope with the coronavirus crisis. The arrest of a failed Florida businessman in the assassination of Haiti's president has deepened the mystery into an already convoluted plot. Christian Emmanuel Sanon is a 62-year-old Haitian who expressed a desire to lead his country in a YouTube video. But he is unknown in Haitian political circles, and those who know him suggest he was duped by whoever masterminded the assassination of Jovenel Moïse. The head of Haiti's police on Sunday accused Sanon of working with those who plotted and participated in the assassination. Large contingents of Cuban police continued patrolling the capital of Havana following rare protests around the island nation against food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Cuban's president says the demonstrations were stirred up on social media by Cuban Americans in the United States. Many young people took part in the Sunday protests in Havana, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The Biden-Harris administration stands by the Cuban people and people around the world who demand their human rights and who expect governments to listen to and serve them.
Authorities in Cuba nevertheless appear determined to put a stop to the demonstrations. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is adding a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine because of a link to a rare neurological condition. The Federal Oversight Agency issued a statement on Monday saying it had received preliminary reports of 100 people who developed Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving the single-shot vaccine. According to the FDA, the syndrome occurs when the immune system damages nerve cells, causing muscle weakness and occasional paralysis. The death toll in the Miami area condominium collapse has climbed to 94. Officials said Monday that 22 people remain unaccounted for. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said that officials are stepping up security at the site to ensure that recovery crews can preserve personal items for family members of the victims. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.